would you compare the side effects and toxicity profile of the aromatase inhibitors to tamoxifen in postmenopausal women?
I find the toxicities to be favorable for the aromatase inhibitors. The fact that I have to worry much less about uterine cancer and uterine bleeding and GYN evaluations is really good for me and the patient. The lowered concern about DVTs, PEs, and stroke is really beneficial. So in that regard, I think they're much greater. They also seem to give you less menopausal symptoms, less vasomotor symptoms. On the other hand, the two problems that we have to deal with the aromatase inhibitors that we never had to deal with as much with tamoxifen were the worsening osteoporosis, the increased risk of fracture, which is mild but present, and also the more problematic arthritic symptoms that occur with the aromatase inhibitors that can be difficult to manage at times. So there are pros and cons to the aromatase inhibitors. In general, I believe the pros win.
What about the anti-tumor effect of aromatase inhibitors versus tamoxifen?
Well, the data clearly shows that aromatase inhibitors are superior. We're seeing a decreased risk of recurrence. In some of the studies, we've seen an improvement in survival. We've seen an improvement in survival in the letrozole study, looking at 5 years of tamoxifen followed by 5 years of letrozole, primarily in node-positive women. In the ATTACK trial, we have not yet seen a survival advantage, but it's still relatively early. So again, I think we have data that in terms of disease-free survival, there is an improvement, and I tend to believe that.
Can you talk a little bit more about the arthritic syndrome that occurs with these AIs, where it's seen and what you do about it?
The arthritic symptoms are problematic. We have seen arthritic syndromes before with tamoxifen, but they tended to be a bit milder. With the aromatase inhibitors, the rate of arthritic complaints tends to be in the 20 to 25% range across the board. They can occur relatively early after initiating the drug, or they can take 2 to 3 months to really be seen. In a large number of women, they are manageable. The woman will complain of stiffness in the morning, hands, all joints, stiffness that is manageable. But about 5 to 10% of women will find that they're very problematic, and we often spend a significant amount of time giving them treatment breaks or changing from one AI to another, or ultimately discontinuing drug altogether and going back to tamoxifen because of the severity of their symptoms. You can see tendinitis-like symptoms. You can see arthritic-like symptoms, a whole array of symptoms related to the musculoskeletal system.